From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The former University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murdering an unarmed motorist is trying to get his old job back. Ann Thompson from member station WVXU has more.
On the day Officer Ray Tenzing was indicted for killing Sam DeBose, the University of Cincinnati fired him. Now, the union representing UC police has filed a grievance on his behalf, claiming Tenzing was denied due process, a violation of the contract. A spokesman for the union says most agencies wait until there is a guilty verdict before firing somebody. UC says it stands by its decision. The university is doing an internal investigation of the July 19th traffic stop, where Tenzing's body camera shows him shooting DeBose. Two other officers have been placed on paid administrative leave, but the Hamilton County prosecutor says they will not be charged criminally. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.
The State Department says it has begun releasing some of Hillary Clinton's emails, though it says the process is slower than expected because of intense scrutiny of the communications by U.S. intelligence agencies to ensure no sensitive information is inadvertently leaked. State Department says so far at least 64 different passages have had to be censored in the emails. Government today released some 2,200 pages of email, or roughly 12% of the email Clinton sent out while Secretary of State. There have been concerns about Clinton's use of her private email during her term in office. Clinton has said she never sent classified information via her private email server. President Obama has okayed a temporary patch in transportation funding today that should keep road crews working for the next 3 months. But as NPR Scott Horsley explains, Obama says Congress needs to adopt a more long-term approach to paying for the nation's roads and bridges.
President Obama says the U.S. can't keep funding highway projects by the seat of its pants. He reluctantly signed a stopgap spending bill, but warned it's hard to make good decisions about transportation projects or have the confidence to hire new workers when funding is secured for just 3 months at a time.
I guarantee you, this is not how China, Germany, other countries around the world, other big, powerful countries around the world handle their infrastructure.
Obama says a long-term highway bill should be one of several priorities waiting for lawmakers when they return from their summer recess. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
More evidence employees aren't seeing much movement in terms of their paychecks at the moment. Labor Department announced today its Employment Cost Index, which looks at employee wages and benefits, rose at its slowest pace in 33 years this spring. Slow growth largely a result of a drop-off in bonus and incentive pay for workers. Government says the index rose just 0.2% in the April through June quarter. Stocks bounced around between gains and losses during the final trading session of the week before closing mostly on the downside. The Dow dropped 55 points to end the week at 17,690. The Nasdaq was down half a point. The S&P 500 fell 4 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Federal prosecutors say they are now considering a November retrial for a former British Petroleum Company engineer who's been charged with obstructing a federal probe into the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. According to court papers, prosecutors contend engineer Kurt Mix deleted text messages detailing the amount of oil flowing into the Gulf from the company's busted well. Mix was acquitted on one criminal count in 2013, but was convicted on the obstruction of justice charge. A federal appeals panel today blocked a plan to compensate top college athletes. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the plan was set to take effect Saturday.
The Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals panel issued a stay of an earlier ruling in the Ed O'Bannon case. That 2014 ruling said athletes could be paid for the use of their names and likenesses. It represented a victory for those who'd argued the strict amateur athlete model was outdated in an era of billion-dollar revenues in football and men's college basketball. Had the panel not issued a stay, the ruling would have gone into effect Saturday and given schools the option to pay athletes with stipends or money held in trust. The NCAA opposed last year's ruling and says it's pleased with the stay. Longtime athlete rights advocate Ramogi Huma says he's disappointed but hopeful the court issues a final ruling in the players' favor. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
If you miss any ads during the next Super Bowl, have no fear. You'll be able to watch the same 30-second spots online. That's because Super Bowl broadcaster CBS says all advertisers for the big game will also be required to purchase an online spot. No word on what the ads will cost, but 30-second ads for the big game most recently went for $4.5 million apiece. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.